Recent news about rural Australia has been anything but positive, filled with tales of the scourge of drought and hardship. But new research shows just how attached country people are to their hometowns. Researchers from the University of Western Sydney interviewed young men and women who had migrated to Sydney about their reasons for going away from home and their hopes of returning. Most expressed a strong desire to go back, but there were interesting differences between the men and women.
What was really interesting about the research was just how all those young rural migrants into Sydney saw themselves as hopefully one day moving back into rural and regional Australia.
That's lead researcher Dr. Ray Dufty-Jones.
The three kind of key reasons why they wanted to move back was housing affordability. The second reason was lifestyle, amenity, things like commuting times, for example, or just access to a natural environment. They just saw rural life as being a more positive way of life as opposed to living in major cities. And the third reason was access to family.
Dr. Dufty-Jones says many of the young women in particular felt social pressure to move away for work or study when they finished high school.
For this one group, they were very strongly encouraged by often a family member, like a mother or a sister, that had also done some sort of moving for education or work purposes. And often these sort of narratives were told to these young women at a very early age about how moving out of their rural town would provide them with important opportunities and new life experiences, and that this would be the best thing for them. The other thing that was really interesting about the young women's narratives around why they moved was that there was almost this negative stereotype about those women that stayed behind. So you weren't ambitious enough, for example, if you decided to stay at home or stay in their hometown, or that you were pursuing a family path rather than a career path.
And were there other aspects to this, perhaps? Like there is a mention there of perceived cultural difference in rural areas, a macho culture or expectation of taking on home duties, that sort of thing?
Yeah. And that's something that not just our own research found, but it's kind of something that a number of rural researchers in Australia have found, is that macho culture that is associated with the Australian way of life in rural and regional areas is something that girls can't see themselves as identifying strongly with. And so often they see migration, particularly to metropolitan centres, as a way of developing an identity beyond that masculinist culture of a rural and regional Australia.
When asked if they would return, many young women felt torn between the opportunities they found after moving and the feelings they had for their hometowns, while the men were more certain about their reasons for going back.
Probably relates to that masculinist culture in that it probably feels like there's a place waiting for them if they return, whereas for these young women, they don't see that same kind of female-shaped space for them to return to. One young woman was talking about the fact that she felt frustrated that a contemporary of hers who had gone away but had done nursing was able to return to Tamworth with her partner much more easily than this young woman had done as a graphic designer.
Dr. Dufty-Jones says in the past, many rural women trained in traditional female jobs like nursing so they could return to their hometowns. But that has become difficult to do today.
I think rural and regional communities haven't thought enough about the fact that women can't as easily follow men to these rural communities as they might have once done, because they don't have those flexible professions in the same way that they once did. One of the ways I think they could do is, instead of looking at whole families as a way of attracting those, thinking about how women would see this kind of migration. So while our research didn't directly deal with this, a lot of other migration research points to the very strong role that women play in making migration decisions. So by taking these sorts of concerns of young women seriously, you might actually see more success around decentralisation strategies that try to attract households into rural and regional Australia.
Dr. Ray Dufty-Jones ending that story.